Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talked to Lynn Fisher with Washington County Public Health and Rodney Stogdale, owner of Rider Sales here in Washington, and also the organizer of the monthly Moonlight Bike Ride held on the Kiwash Trail. We'll talk about what they're doing in partnership to highlight this event. First off here, Lynn, let's talk about the Year of the Trails and what this is all about.
Well, the Obesity Prevention Task Force decided that for the year 2013, we'd like to focus on the Year of the Trail and have it be a Year of the Trail where we can encourage all Washington County residents to get out and use the trails. It's great opportunities for physical activity. And so we started looking at the calendar and looking at different events that are being held, and we learned that Rodney is organizer of this Moonlight Bike Ride on the Kiwash Trail. And so we contacted him to learn more about it, and we thought, what a great chance to be able to come and talk with you today, Nathan, about the ride on the trail and have Rodney here with us.
Rodney, you're the organizer of this event. Is this a part of a bike club here in Washington?
Well, the Spokebusters Bike Club here in town, we have a big meeting in January, and I suggested at our meeting in 2012 that we have a full moon bike ride where we go out and we ride on the trail every full moon, and it's been very well received by the bike club, and we've had quite a few participants and go out, and it's just a good time. We ride to Westchester, and then by the time we get to Westchester, it's starting to get dark, and then we come back with a full moon in front of us.
And this is held every month?
This is held every month, the weather permitting, of course. It's coming up here shortly in the next week or so here in April. I don't know whether we'll have decent enough weather to go this year or not in April, but last year we had it every month all the way up into November.
Alrighty, and so this month you're focusing on the Kiwash Trail?
Yes, and this bike ride, the Moonlight Bike Ride on the trail. And then in other months we'll select other activities on other trails, and we'll be at Kids Fest handing out little cards about what different trail activities, and hopefully we'll have some other opportunities to come and talk with you too, Nathan, about these events, and we'll just keep trying to get the word out all through the year about these opportunities to get physically active on our great trails here in Washington County.
How does someone get involved with this Moonlight Bike Ride?
Well, we meet down at Sesquicentennial Park the night of the full moon. A good thing to do would be to either contact myself at Rider Sales, and we can get you on our email list, and we can send out that information. We do a lot of that with our email. We just send out an email to everybody that may be interested to go. It's very economical to do that. And that way, if you're interested in going, we get a hold of you, you know about it, and we'll set the time. The time changes that we leave from depending on how soon the sunset is going to be. And when the sun sets a little later, like in June and July, we have it a little bit later in the evening that we leave.
So this month, what time and what day?
I'm guessing that we're going to leave right at 7 o'clock here in April here. So I'll make that official. We're going to leave at 7 o'clock.
Then how many people do you usually get to go?
Well, we've had as low as maybe 10 people and as high of about 20. One of the things after we get over to Westchester there, we've had some people that have come over and drove over and met their husband or whatever, and they've been nice enough to bring lemonade and iced tea and things like that along, and sometimes even cookies.
Sounds like a good time. I appreciate you guys coming by. Is there anything that you'd like to add about this?
This here full moon ride is available to everybody, ages 8 to 80. We do ask that everybody wear a helmet. Keeps you a little bit safer, and we also encourage everybody to, or they better have a light, because when we come home, it's dark, and if you don't have lights on, it's pretty hard to see out there on the trail. It's quite dark.
Rodney, Lynn, thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you for inviting us, Nathan.
That was my conversation with Lynn Fisher and Rodney Stogdale. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.